in a state of blazing fire, hankering for the objects of this world. When we don't achieve them, we hanker for them. When we achieve them, then we have the fear of losing them. And when we achieved something great, we are proud of possessing it. If somebody else is having something better than what we have, then we are envious of them. So in this way, in the material world, the state of heart of the consciousness of a conditioned soul is always the platform of greed, of wanting more and more and better things. And all these qualities arising from Rajoguna and Tamaguna, they cause great trouble in the heart of the living entity. And living entity is put into a state of as if he is put in fire because of the different kleshas or the miseries he suffers in this world. But the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam will put off this fire in the heart of the soul, the heart of the living entity. But where do we hear that message from? That kind of message is heard and understood and learnt by being in the association of devotees only. So our material consciousness, with which we complain or we find fault in the material world, also will come into the devotional circle when we come into Krishna conscious life. Because very clearly we can see the difference between advanced devotees and struggling neophyte devotees. Those are very advanced devotees. You can see the quality of sound that emanates from their mouths is of very high quality, pure. The quality of devotion that fills their hearts. They are tasting and relishing Krishna consciousness. They are indifferent to the material pleasures and pains of the world. And they are also free from selfish motives. They have no personal agenda. They simply glorify Krishna like a child and they are delighting in Krishna consciousness. So it's very clear to see the advanced devotee treading his Krishna conscious path very joyfully. On the other hand, we also get to see struggling neophytes who are constantly tormented by lust and pride, anger and greed, and who are struggling their way like a man with broken legs, with crutch, inching, inch by inch he's moving. He's not very comfortable walking. So we can clearly see the difference between advanced devotee and a struggling neophyte. Then how will we not commit offenses to those who are not so advanced? Certainly this question can arise in the mind of anyone. That is why the conditioned souls, who are often chronic complainers, they get a very easy opportunity for criticizing even in the devotee community when they become devotees. Because those who are chronic complainers, they complain about everything. They complain about the climate, environment, they complain about the people, they complain about the systems. They have abundant opportunity for complaining about everyone and everything around them. And in the scriptures it is said, those who are not satam, satam means a truthful devotee. Who is a truthful devotee? A truthful devotee is one who is unpolitical, non-duplicitous and unassuming, and one who always sees the brighter side of people and things. He is actually a truthful devotee. So this thought came to my mind today because of Prahlad. Prahlad was such a devotee. Prahlad was taught economics and how to do economic development and politics, how to consider someone a friend and someone an enemy. Prahlad Maharaj refused to see from that wrong outlook. Rather, he considered every living being to be his friend, every living being to be a servant of Krishna. So such personalities like Prahlad are great devotees. When they see a struggling neophyte, that only increases the respect for them. Because they see that, the whole world is in a state of maya. All living entities are floating in that. Whereas the struggling neophyte devotees have taken out their engagement in the material world and struggling to advance towards Krishna. That increases their sympathy for them, compassion towards them, that increases their appreciation for the tiny effort that struggling neophytes put. On the other hand, when they would see more advanced devotees who are taking the bag of burden of the other living entities on their back, just like a swimmer If a swimmer says, you give me all your luggage on my back and then you swim freely. So certainly the person who is carrying the luggage is considered more valuable in a group of swimmers who have to swim a long way. So those who are taking the burden of responsibilities, naturally one's respect would be far more towards them. In this way, while discriminating between the most advanced devotees and the struggling neophyte devotees, for the sake of choosing purer and purer association, still one can avoid committing the offense of ridiculing devotees or picking faults in them, which is called as sadhuninda. Because the scriptures say the very first offense against the holy name, the sadhuninda, by doing that, either by doing it verbally, like casually criticizing the devotees here and there while talking to people, or by criticizing devotees in the mind, immediately once one gets a hearing loss. You know what's a hearing loss? Hearing loss means sometimes due to 110 decibel sound rock music, sometimes your ears become as if you are deaf. You can't hear any lower sounds. Similarly, the scriptures are talking about a very fine information about how Lord Krishna Chandra is beautiful like a moon, and how his heart is full of love for his devotees, and how he reciprocates with his devotees. Such information is very, very fine. That can never awaken in the heart of a chronic complainer who is grossly picking faults with both neophytes and both advanced, all kinds of people. So such fine vibrations given in the scriptures cannot be experienced by one who is a coarse and gross fool. That is why the very first offense, sadhuninda, is so much highlighted. It's very important for devotees who really are eager to advance in the path of Krishna consciousness to be able to appreciate devotees who are uniquely standing apart from the common people of the material world. 99.9% purposes in this material world are naradama. Why naradama? Because they don't want to fulfill the purpose of human form of life. It's only the small percentage of devotees who, despite the onslaught of the evil effects of Kali Yuga, still are standing aside from the general current of the mayaic forces. And whether they are struggling or jubilantly advancing, whatever way, but they are in the right path. And they are our only shelter from whom we can hear the message of Bhagavatam, and we can see the Bhagavat philosophy applied in their own personal bodies and their lives. And if we are going to antagonize them, we have no other shelter and no other hope to approach Krishna. So this understanding is very vital if one wants to improve the quality of consciousness, and if one wants to begin hearing at least a feeble sound of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Nam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisance.